Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm your host, Franna Kavilski, and we're here talking to Lisa Mossman from Utah in the United States. She has studied at our schools in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Cusco, Peru, and we look forward to hearing about her experiences. Lisa, welcome, and thank you for taking time to speak with me.
You're welcome.
Had you learned any Spanish before you studied with Estela?
Yes, I had taken some classes at a community college, probably 5 semesters.
Okay. And was that a good base for you to go into the program with?
Yeah, it was actually fantastic because I started out basically as a B1 and was able to complete all, in the entire program within the 12 weeks that I was there. So that was that. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Why is improving or now mastering Spanish important to you?
First, just because I love the language and I think it's beautiful and fun to learn. And second, because I had worked as a teacher in the San Francisco area teaching Spanish-speaking people from Central America and Mexico, teaching them mm-hmm. English. And although most of my classes were like conducted in English, it was really helpful to be able to explain in their language as well. So I just wanted to improve my my level of Spanish to be more helpful in that situation.
Right. So before you went over to do the Spanish immersion program, what was your biggest hesitation about kind of pulling the trigger on it?
Hesitation about what?
Your hesitation in like booking and then attending the program. Did you have like a hang up or a challenge?
Honestly, I had a recommendation from a friend of mine who had a really good experience with Estela. So I felt confident that the school itself would be well run and worth my time and worth my money. I think that my only hesitation had to do with how am I going to manage being gone for 3 months from my real life, and mm-hmm. you know, that was that. And then, you know, going to a new place by yourself is can be kind of scary, but I also knew that everybody was going to be in my situation, and a bunch of new students would be there the day that I started, and you know, everybody wants a friend, and that really is how it was. So it was really easy to make friends there.
Good. You said that you were hopeful that the program would be worth the time and the money that you took to do it.
Yeah.
Did you find that it was?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I felt like it was actually a really inexpensive way to travel because, mm-hmm. Yes, you're paying for your classes, but the homestays included 2 meals a day. It was just so much better than like going to Argentina and trying to stay in a hotel. I mean, that would have been impossible.
Oh yeah,
right. So it was a really economical way to do it. Although you can also, like, some of the students did Airbnb arrangements for their living,
mm-hmm.
and that worked well for them also. So that's another good way to do it. But, yeah, I think it was a very good value.
Good.
Yeah.
What other types of people were in your Spanish classes?
So I had, you know, I would say the majority of people were between the ages of probably 20 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a really interesting guy who was a student at Estela in Cusco who was 68, and he was from Canada, but originally from Poland, and he spoke 6 languages, and Spanish was his 7th, so he was studying Spanish, and a really, really interesting person. So there were people of a, you know, wide range of ages, but mostly between 20 and 30.
Okay. What were your grammar and conversation classes like?
So my it kind of depended on the teacher, to be honest. I found that my grammar and conversation classes were, like, I would say quite a bit better in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. They were good in Cusco, but that I think I had the best teacher I've ever had in my life in any situation in the Isala school in Buenos Aires. And he was typically my grammar teacher, although he, a few weeks he was my conversation teacher, but he was just so interesting and knowledgeable about history and politics. And so even though we're doing grammar, a lot of it was like conversation based. So we would, learn the basic grammar that we're supposed to be studying, but then really use it in the conversation. So I loved it. I just thought it was fascinating.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you got quite a few weeks in with him as your teacher?
Yeah. In fact, he was the second month that I was, the first month we switched every week. We had different teachers. And I had him several times during the first month. And then the last month, he was my conversation teacher the entire time. And there were only, or not conversation, he was my grammar teacher the entire time. And there were only two of us in the class. And it was just such a wonderful, amazing experience. Yeah, it was incredible. And I can recommend that. His name was Herman. I couldn't recommend him more highly. And then Paola is, she was my conversation teacher that second month as well. And she was really good. She put a lot of effort into each, into the structure of every class. And just, they were both like genuinely wanting us to improve our Spanish and genuinely, like caring about us at school. And after I went to Peru for a month, I came back for a couple days to Buenos Aires and I went to visit the school and I went out to lunch with three of the teachers. And they're just really wonderful. What was less wonderful was the administration. They were a lot less caring. And in fact, the girl who was in charge of activities was just horrible, and several of us complained about her. She just really didn't want to do her job and didn't want to help the students. And she ended up, in Chile, when they, at like headquarters, when they found out what was going on, they immediately fired her and hired someone who's much better.
Okay.
So, yeah, they took care of the problem. And then
I was going to say, I'm glad they took care of it.
Oh, they did. The girl in charge of activities in Cusco, Harem is her name, was wonderful, 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 wonderful. She was so good.
So what were some of the favorite activities you did in either city?
Oh, let's see. We went to several museums in Buenos Aires that were really interesting. Like there's a museum dedicated to the people who were, disappeared by the military dictatorship between 75 and 83. And that was very interesting. And then there was one about the, I shouldn't call them the Falkland Islands because that makes everybody mad, but I can't remember right now the name of the Argentines. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, that one, really, I'm apologizing to my teachers.
Right.
I'm just having a mental block, but that museum was really interesting. And we went to an estancia, which is like a ranch. And that was super fun. And we went to a tango show. That was fun. So yeah, there are just, and when we went to San Telmo, where the birthplace of tango that that area.
Okay.
And then Cusco, one of the great things, we went to, what do you call it? We went to, up on the mountain just above Cusco, there was a planetarium that was kind of family run. And so we went up there with that a planetarium. So we went up there one night and got to look through these really great telescopes at a bunch of different things in the night sky. That was very fun. We went to some ruins, Tipon, that were south of the city that were fantastic. Mm-hmm. We went to a woman who read the coca leaves. That was a really interesting experience.
Did you have yours read?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And she immediately told me something about myself that it was so accurate. I mean, anyway, but it's possible for her to guess. It's just crazy. So then everything she said after that, I kind of paid attention to. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And then there were a lot of, in both places, the students did a lot of things just outside of school, that concerts, mm-hmm. and we went, there was a salsa dancing place where they gave free lessons every night. And
Fun.
Yeah, that was Cusco. There's not really, there are a million ruins.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there's not that much to do. And so we went salsa dancing probably three nights a week. So that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. You must have gotten pretty good then.
I was less bad by the end of it.
Oh, that's all I'd be able to hope for is less bad. So
less bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
When you went to the Estancia, did you stay a couple nights there and do some activities?
No, it was just
there.
It was a day trip. It was just kind of all day, but it was great, and great food, big barbecue.
Nice.
Those islands, Las Malvinas. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
The Falkland Islands are the Las Malvinas, and if you stay in the Falklands, they'll really piss people off. So you shouldn't say that.
But you shouldn't say that.
No.
Good. I'm glad it came back to you then.
Yeah, right.
So in your time in either country, if you could bring, we're going to switch to food. If you could bring one dish or type of food back to share with your friends and family back home, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to say that ceviche in Peru was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The ceviche was great. And in Argentina, the empanadas were really good.
Which kind were your favorite?
There are ones that were filled with cheese and broccoli. They were
ooh.
Really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go, there was a place half a block from the school, and the empanadas were so cheap. I mean, our lunches, I probably spent no more than $2 or $3 on empanadas when I was buying lunch. So that was great. And we'd get our empanadas and then we'd go, there was a park about 6 blocks away, and we'd walk over to the park and sit on the grass and eat our empanadas and talk. And it was lovely. It was really wonderful.
It does. It sounds nice and relaxing too.
But the best thing, honestly, was the ice cream in Buenos Aires.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Helado. Oh my gosh. It's the craziest thing. And it comes from Italy, gelato, and all these Italians who brought their gelato expertise.
Their wonderful ice cream.
To Argentina. Oh my gosh. I was very careful with my money, except that I would spend $5 a day on gelato.
Hey, you're only there once.
Right, yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, that's good to know. I have not heard the ice cream yet.
Oh, that's just crazy. That's just the other thing would be the beef, right? And the beef was good.
Yep.
The beef was good, but the ice cream is better. And they have all these like specialty artisan ice cream shops around, and they're just ridiculously good.
Yeah. Did you have a special flavor that was your favorite?
Yeah, I would get in the bottom of the cup, I would get kind of a lemon sherbet, and on the top of that, I would get bittersweet chocolate. So then I would eat the chocolate, which was, you know, bittersweet but still, you know, fairly sweet. And then I would get to the bottom part, and it was really pretty sour. It was just like a nice balance. And oh my gosh, yeah, I got that. I maybe twice I tried different flavors, but they didn't beat lemon and bittersweet chocolate. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Copado, qué copado. How cool, qué copado. That's that's how they say it in Argentina.
Okay.
But chévere is in Peru, but qué copado.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you. I'm
hearing your insight.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me tell you this. This is my last thing. So there are, for some reason, several people from Colorado who are at Isella, and one of the girls from Colorado, we got together in Loveland, Colorado, like a few weeks after I got back, and she had already been back for months. And we went out for breakfast and talked for like 3 hours because we had such a wonderful experience there together. And we were talking about, okay, how can we get back there? Should we go like rent an apartment with Airbnb and we'll split the rent and we'll teach English and, you know, so I would just say it had that kind of an impact that, even though
you
there
both
were a lot
wanted
of
to...
challenges, right? Like, get me back there. Let me get back there and the experience. So,
that's amazing. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.